so I'm recording now.
You can see, you can see all the elements of art.
Color, okay. Light, motion, and what's the other one? Color, light, motion, and light and dark. Light and dark.
Contrast.
Color and contrast. And the motion. You know, if
describe the motion. What are you seeing in motion?
It makes my eyes move all around. I don't look just at that thing. I don't look at one part of it, but I'm looking all over when I'm seeing that. Then there's also a motion in that. In that one, there's a lot of lines that go that way. And whenever you have a diagonal line, it means motion. And in here, they're going that way. But when you get to this one, now these are the white spaces I'm looking at, they're going more straight. So this one, I mean, they're not perfectly straight, but they're more vertical. And vertical things are strong. Because you think of a pillar, or you think of your legs, or whatever. That gives you some strength in that one. This one gives me, the middle one, makes me think this way. And the other one kind of goes round that thing. And so just those things, it doesn't matter that it doesn't look like a flower or a horse or anything. It doesn't matter. It's got shapes, color, and light, and motion. Shapes, color, light, and motion.
That would be it. How about the horizontal? Do you see anything? And what is the horizontal? You brought out great images with the vertical.
Oh, the horizontal is in here.
Okay, and then describe what the horizontal does like you did the vertical.
Yeah, the horizontal makes me think of the sunrise or the sunset. What do you call the edge of the earth?
The horizon, like that?
Here, let's take a look at it while you're...
That makes me think of the horizon. It also makes me think of the landscape in the Midwest.
This is the Godly.
It's so flat. Mm-hmm. And that Frank Lloyd Wright took advantage of that because all of his architecture and his buildings were horizontal. I mean, he didn't do a very good job of building and they're all falling apart, but but anyway, he was a great designer. Now this thing adds a nice lot of contrast. That kind of makes me think that there's something rolling around up there, you know, a little bit of motion. But the horizontal is where the sun goes down.
The horizon.
Yeah, that makes me think of the horizon. Makes me think of space this way. It's more calming than something that's going to be. The horizontal line is very calming.
Interesting. So that's what it brings out here.
Yeah. It gives you a little bit of an effect of a moon shot. And these are the waves coming in toward you at shore. They're bigger, and as they come in, they get smaller and smaller as they get closer. So you, and the way he did it, you know, it's very good. He didn't muck around with it, with the moon, as I would call that. But then he must have taped something and then pulled it off, because then it's got the rough
texture
of the paper
underneath.
Mm-hmm. And that gives you your variances in the waves. So that's.
Do you have little children in your museum that you take around?
I say classrooms from K to college.
Oh, that's great.
So they're all ages.
The kids love abstract art.
I think that's why it's so important to start to introduce that to them by mandate. So what town are you folks from?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Nice. I'm from Buffalo, so it's not
Buffalo, we're not sort of right up the street here.
Right up the street. Anna Dosen for the Darwin Martin House by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh,
so I understand what you're describing.
Oh, yeah.
When you say Frank Lloyd Wright.
What condition is that house?
Well, how about right now? It was empty for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost the town could have lost it. A good group of volunteers kept pointing towards it. We're just in the last stage of a $50 million restoration. It's a world. We've got the National Trust for Historic. It's a combination of state and not-for-profit corporations. But the National Trust is coming to Buffalo. This year is the year for their national conference, 2011. And the Martin House is part of it. But we've got quite a few treasures. One of his great prairie homes, the largest complex he ever did.
Is that right?
It's the largest one. So when you look at Chicago, you have that nice, wonderful house. Middle of October,
this year,
18th through the 21st, I think. 22nd.
And
I'm doing a field session to bring a bus load of people to Chautauqua. So
as
part of this, you'll see that on the website that I send those.
Oh, very good.
The Center for the Study of Art, Architecture, History, and Nature is a digital enterprise I've created. That's what I'm recording the Chautauqua stories as part of that.
Well, it was great talking with you.
Very nice meeting you both, and I've got your email so we'll get this back.
Thank you in advance.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.